Fantastic game, but it's great to see this bloke in great nick as well, and nice big fat contract from Adidas as well, mate. Good to see. So it's about time they started paying. But this man's name is Mick Snowden, the pride of the Pirates, of course, and good to see you here, Mick. Nothing better than coming back to the grassroots, but we'll talk about other escapades in a sec.
Yeah, mate, great to be back. It's nothing like running onto TG at 3 o'clock on a Saturday. Very happy to be home.
Interesting to see that the club's going to be moving out to Dural next year. It's a bit of a culture change for the club, but the world moves on, and it's a great opportunity to really strangle that northwest of the city and take it as the home of the Woody.
Yeah, mate, that's where all our juniors come from now, is out there, the way demographics shift in Sydney all the time. So we're just heading back out to where our juniors are coming from now, so it'll be good for the club moving forward. They're very, very financially secure now with the sale of TG, so all looks well for the club.
Matty Hall and all the crew out there are doing a great job out of Dural. Of course, that's where we saw the production of the Fat Cat there, Benny Robinson. But your year has been a real mixed bag, man. Of course, you were cut from the Rebels. So how'd you feel after that?
Yeah, mate, I was pretty down and out like most people once your professional career ends. But I was pretty lucky to have good support from my family, and we moved back to Sydney and got on with the next thing.
Did Ripper help you in that, or did the Melbourne Rebels help you with that, with chaplains or, you know, study or, you know, psychologists or anything like that?
Yeah, the Rebels were great. Baden Stephenson, the CEO's a great man. He's been very good to me ever since he left. He's even a reference on my job resume at the moment. They've been great for me, mate. They helped me with prac and a heap of other things, so I can't speak highly enough of them.
Now, what are you doing with yourself? Of course, you were studying to be a school teacher, so we were hoping you were going to come back and, you know, teach at Tamworth High or Farrer or something like that, but what are you up to?
I'm literally about to finish my last teaching prac now, and I'll graduate in June. So thankfully I'll be out into the real world and have to have a real adult job.
There's a spot there, a number 9 shirt at the Pirates for you to take one of those schools. So we'll leave you hopefully for 4 or 5 more years. But of course the magnificence early this year was the cap for the Waratahs. How good was that? How'd you feel? You just got pulled in off the street and you took the cap, or was it one of those things you might have got a bit of a heads up?
Yeah, well, mate, to be perfectly honest with you, I got a phone call a few days before the game, obviously when Jake went out with a head knock and pulled me in. Next thing I know, I was sitting on a chair on the Saturday, and then I was playing football. So it was fantastic, honestly. I've always wanted to play for my state. I was lucky enough to play Super Rugby at a couple of other franchises, but to play for my own state was a fantastic thing, something I was very proud of.
Of course, so on the same day there, Bowman took on the Pirates, and so Caddy was up there as well, but it's just fantastic all to see one of your big mates who played in grand finals and premierships with you, Paddy Ryan, be part of it as well.
Yeah, we were actually a bit of serendipity. We both managed to be put on the field at the exact same time, so it was actually quite calming for the nerves to be running out there with a bloke who I've been playing footy with since I was 8 years old, so made everything a lot easier.
So you weren't the fat goalkeeper from Hillville Rovers. Okay, fair enough. Bit of advice for people who, you know, might feel they might be doing it a little bit tough, and you've been able to bounce back from 2 or 3 teams and still kept the dream alive. It's fantastic that you've been such an inspiration. But some words there, just sort of, you know, never give up.
That's really all you can do, mate. There's not a whole lot more than just sticking at it. If it's meant to be, it'll happen. If not, you just enjoy what happens while it's happening, and then eventually you'll be 40-odd having busy mates looking back at a hell of a career, hopefully. So you just stick at it.
After all this, you know, professional rugby, have you been able to sort of put something together as far as a house or paying off a house or anything like that? Because I heard something about a guy who was the number 1 draft in the NBA 15 years ago, and he had $61 million, and he owes $150,000. So in all of that, have you been able to put something together where you've got something like a house? And as you say, you've got your education kept up as well, which is fantastic.
Yeah, well, one thing that Rupert's very good with is that, you know, about all the horror stories, the guys who have it all and blow it all. But I'm very lucky. I'm married to a very grounded woman who was very, very strict on making sure that we had a future after football. So she's always been in charge of everything we've done, managed to squirrel away enough and set ourselves up for the next part of our life, which has been very handy.
Yeah, it must be fantastic to live out of Pittwater. But Mick, it's fantastic to see you here, man. It's great to see you playing rugby. You richly deserve the cap for the Waratahs, and hopefully there'll be many more. But we don't want too many more wins for the Woodies against the Rebels. We're destined to sort of be on September the 1st there at Cogger Oval. That's what we need to see.
Yeah, mate, it's, everyone always laughs. South and us are the same club, basically. Same boys, same style of footy. So you'll go in there now and have a couple of beers because everyone gets on so well. So it's one of our favourite games of the year every year is the game against South.
Thanks for your time, Mick. All the best.